Omar. Symphony! Where in the fuck was this bitch at now? Our apartment looked like we had been hit by Hurricane Katrina and turned into the Superdome, offering housing. Her homegirl Taylor had gotten evicted, and she and her four badass kids had moved in with us. This bitch didn't offer us any rent money. She didn't clean for shit. And thank God she didn't offer to cook. She and her kids looked like they were suffering from malnutrition, and their cavity-filled mouths proved candy was the only full meal they were getting. I told Symphony to holler at her friend about cleaning up after herself, but she didn't. Symphony didn't want her best friend to feel unwelcome. She was afraid that if she got offended, she might move into a shelter with her kids like she had started to. Symphony wouldn't man up to her best friend. Instead, she'd become the maid. She made sure to cook and clean before and after work. But since Symphony had gotten fired from her interpreter job at the courthouse, neither one of these bitches was cleaning shit. I was tired of coming in every day to filth. When we moved into this apartment 2 years ago, we didn't have an ant, let alone a roach. But when Taylor moved in 3 months ago, those nasty motherfuckers moved in with her. We had roaches in the kitchen, and once in a while, I'd kill a couple in the bathroom. I didn't mind my woman staying at home until she found a job she wanted. As long as the spot was clean, dinner was cooked whenever I walked in, and she kept them legs spread from east to west. But that was too much for a nigga to ask for nowadays. When I realized she wasn't doing her job as my woman, I started slacking on my duties as her man. Taylor, where's Symphony? Taylor was sitting on the couch, braiding one of her daughter's hair with a blunt in her mouth. In her room, damn, she said, rolling her eyes at me. Damn? What the fuck you mean?